This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. In the US, John F. Kennedy, the first Catholic president, was assassinated 50 years ago today, plunging a stunned nation into mourning. I look back at his life and his legacy.
2,000 years ago, the proudest boast was, Civis Romanus sum. Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
The voice of President Kennedy giving his famous speech on freedom to a crowd in front of the Berlin Wall. Kennedy, or JFK as he was known, was born into a family descended from Irish immigrants and was the first and only Catholic president of the US. His youth and charm had been credited with giving the nation a new sense of optimism and hope when he was elected to the White House in 1960. But 3 years later, on November the 22nd, 1963, his life was cut short by an assassin's bullet during a visit to the city of Dallas in Texas. He was only 46. Kennedy's assassination was a game changer, and older Americans still harbour vivid memories of where they were and their reaction when they first heard the dramatic news of his death. Among those is Father Brian Hare, a Boston priest and professor at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, who lectures on the role of religion in public life.
Well, I was in first theology here at the Diocesan Seminary, so of course we were in class and actually probably heard a little later than the general public. I was quite devastated, actually. I was quite taken by the Kennedy administration, not so much the public glamour, but the substantive part. I'm a student of international relations, and that's what I teach. And the Kennedy presidency was about foreign policy from beginning to end. I actually thought that while not perfect, they were, in fact, quite substantively on the mark on a series of goals they wished to pursue. And therefore, it really was an enormous shock, really, to think that this was cut off before it really had chance to flourish and flower.
As we know, JFK, or John F. Kennedy, was the first and only Catholic U.S. president. How did that impact on his legacy and indeed on his presidency?
Well, I think that the primary impact was, of course, during the election campaign. After he was installed as president, I think the sort of visibility of the issue declined. But during the campaign, it was a decisive issue. And as he approached the fall, his advisors told him he had to address the religious issue or he would lose the election. And I think in retrospect, that was right because he won the election by such a narrow margin. As you look back at his speech to the ministers in Texas, many would argue today that he made the split too absolute between how his faith would function and how he would fulfill the responsibility of office. They say that today because religion has now become a kind of test issue for any presidential candidate. Social scientists tell us that one of the greatest predictors of how people will vote is how often they go to church. That was not true in Kennedy's time. He had to solve one issue, and while I think he might have been overly absolute in his split of his faith and commitment to that and his commitment to the office of the presidency, in those days, he had to draw the line very firmly, or a general public that did not know Catholicism well would not believe him. So I think he may have overstated the case a bit in retrospect, but it probably was a necessity of the moment.